Okay, at this time, I'd like to ask President Colleen to introduce the university officers and the Senate observers who are here as our guests.
Thank you, Chairman Coates. At this time, I would like to introduce Chancellor and Vice President Michael Lamaridis from Chicago, Chancellor and Vice President Robert Jones from Urbana, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield, and the other university officers and staff, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Interim Vice President and Chief Financial Officer and Controller Avijit Ghosh, Executive Director for University Relations Thomas Hardy, Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation Ed Seidel, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University D.D. Williams, Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs Barbara Wilson. Then representing the University Senate's Conference and the Urbana Senate, we have Gay Miller, Professor of Pathology, College of Veterinary Medicine, and Chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee. Representing the Chicago Senate, Harship Engel, Graduate Student Senator. And we don't have a representative from the Springfield Senate today, I'm told. Representing the academic professional staff, Jeffrey Stein, Senior Research Scientist, Illinois Natural History Survey, and Chair of the Council of Academic Professionals. Also in attendance are Professor Meena Rao, Chair of the University Senate's Conference and Professor in the Department of Physiology and Biophysics on our Chicago University. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you, Tim. I have a few opening remarks. Again, welcome to all to the March meeting of the Board of Trustees here on the Ides of March. Given today's date, I just want to remark that I've always been very honored and humbled to serve as chair, but I'm not Caesar. This is a democracy. I never studied Latin, so I don't know if I could even pronounce et tu, Brute. Just a little self-preservation there. A couple notable events have occurred since our last meeting in January. I'd like to announce that Trayshawn has been reelected as student trustee from the Urbana campus. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I heard it was a landslide victory. I mentioned our 150th birthday. On February 7th, President Colleen and Dr. Roberta Johnson Colleen very kindly hosted a reception at their Chicago flat to honor our colleague and past board member, Patricia Brown Holmes. Jim and Ray attended, as did past board member Rick Estrada. It was great to see Rick again. I had the pleasure of presenting to Patricia a framed copy of the resolution we passed at our January meeting, acknowledging her service to the university and thanking her for her exemplary participation during her six-year tenure on the board. We also gave her, as a token of our appreciation, a handsome University of Illinois chair. And I don't know if I should ask Don if we need to report that to the CIA or FBI or whatever. As you know, Patricia has had and continues to have a stellar law career, and as an alumna, brings great credit to her University of Illinois education. She shared with us that night that her service on the Board of Trustees has been the highlight to date of her life in the realm of public service. She stated she would have gladly continued to serve until a replacement for her was appointed, but I'm guessing our bylaws do not allow for that. Again, I would like to thank Tim and Roberta for their gracious hospitality in hosting the well-deserved recognition for Patricia. A little bit of a humorous anecdote for you. When I arrived at the apartment complex, a gentleman who worked there observed me trying to get my bearings to find the venue, apartment 53D. I told him, I guess it was on the fifth floor. He said, no, sir, actually it's on the 53rd floor. Did I ever sound like a hick or what? You know, it's like country bumpkin visits the big city. I don't think I've been in a building that had more than five or six floors since medical school, the Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. After the event, Patricia sent the board a thank you note that I would like to share with you at this time. Dear Chair Coates, thank you so much for the lovely dinner, wonderful board resolution, and fabulous chair in honor of my board service. Please know that it was my pleasure to serve along with such wonderful people. I truly enjoyed the camaraderie, planning, and energy we all expended in accomplishing our goals. I am grateful to have had the opportunity. Thanks to everyone who attended the reception. I miss you all. Patricia Brown Holmes, warmest wishes. So I wanted to share that with all of you. I don't know, Tim, Ray, do you have anything to add about the event?
No, it was a great event. I think Patricia is missed dearly, and I hope that we're able to get a replacement for her quickly.
Just to note that she did volunteer to help us in the future in any dimension, so I was very pleased to hear that, and we'll take her up.
Great. So moving on, I'm very excited to report the plans for our July retreat are proceeding very well. I've decided to move forward with the in-depth discussion of the hows, whats, and whys of a functioning university board. I'm ecstatic to report that we have enlisted as our moderator for that session our very own Professor B. Joseph White, President Emeritus of the University of Illinois, a nationally recognized expert in this field. Many of us were presented with a copy of his 2014 book, Boards That Excel. For those of you who do not have a copy, please let Dee Dee know, and we will supply you with one to peruse prior to the retreat. I think we are incredibly fortunate that Dr. White has agreed to join us. A more thoughtful and intelligent man you would be hard-pressed to find. Please note that the date is Friday, July 20th, this date chosen to accommodate Dr. White's schedule. And the venue is Allerton Park. I do hope you can all attend. I think it's going to be great. Finally, just a comment on one of the agenda items upon which we will vote later in the meeting, sabbaticals. I'm very pleased that the board is allowed to participate in this process. In many ways, it is unique to higher education and is a highlight. Renowned scholars have a year off to pursue their academic passions, traveling across the globe on occasions to collaborate with experts in their field to create new knowledge. And all that knowledge returns to the University of Illinois. In a sense, to me, it is as fulfilling as graduation ceremonies, making great progress in scholarship and academia. Tim, do you have some opening remarks?
I do, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Chairman Kurtz. And just a few minutes, but it's been nearly a year since I concluded a series of presentations to the board detailing our efforts to achieve the vision of the strategic framework that you authorized and approved to help guide our future. So I want to take just a few minutes today to briefly update you on our march since then towards the framework's really overarching goal, which is to make the U of I system the very definition of higher education that best serves the rapidly changing needs of students and the public good in the 21st century. Aspirational statement there. You already know about several of the latest achievements, but good news bears repeating. Enrollment is up to more than 83,000 students system-wide, setting a record for the fifth straight year and keeping us on track to hit our strategic target of more than 93,000 by 2021. Student costs are down thanks to an in-state tuition freeze that you have extended to a fourth straight year for incoming freshmen. Next fall, that's the longest freeze since the 1970s. System-wide retention and graduation rates continue to run significantly ahead of national norms. Our students graduate with less debt than national averages, and the workplace demand for our alumni is high. The U of I system has also been a pace setter in addressing the current challenges facing campuses across the country through a new set of guiding principles that came out of your last year's retreat that codify our values on free speech, immigration, globalization, and civic engagement. And we're leading the way to secure our financial future, proposing a groundbreaking new partnership with the state that would provide the funding and certainty to maintain this excellence and ensure new generations of service to students and to progress. The innovation solution picked up support last week when Northern Illinois University signed on to our proposed Investment Performance and Accountability Commitment, or IPAC, which would provide predictable state funding in exchange for measurable performance standards that are already online that serve students and the needs of the state. We have also received support, as you know, from Governor Rauner for a new statewide research enterprise and innovation enterprise that the U of I system will lead to accelerate innovation and economic growth across the state. In his budget address last month, the governor proposed $500 million in capital funding to match private donations made towards construction of the Discovery Partners Institute, a Chicago-based research center that will spread its impact statewide through the Illinois Innovation Network, also managed and led by the University of Illinois system. DPI and IIN, as we now refer to them, will deliver a high-powered jolt to the innovation infrastructure that is now so crucial to create new products, new businesses, and new jobs and provide our students with opportunities to have great careers and lives in civic society. They will also bring together the same critical ingredients that has made the U of I system a powerhouse of innovation and a key engine of economic growth. They will connect the world's very best research faculty, and you saw two of them just yesterday, I believe, with the most pressing real-world problems of business and society, with entrepreneurs and venture capitalists, and with the students who will be the researchers and entrepreneurs of tomorrow. But they will magnify our time-tested formula for innovation to a massive, unprecedented scale. Unprecedented not just in Illinois, but around the country. DPI will be home to literally hundreds of world-class researchers, top faculty from across our system, new ones we plan to hire, and researchers from prestigious academic partners that already include the University of Chicago and Northwestern University. They will work with thousands of students, with countless businesses, large and small, and with entrepreneurs and investors in the heart of America's third largest city, truly global city that helps drive the economic fortunes of our state, the Midwest, and the nation. And through IIN, the Illinois Innovation Network, the Research Center will connect with satellite hubs throughout Illinois, sharing intellectual power with regional academic and business partners to help lift communities from Rockford to Carbondale, and including Champaign-Urbana and Springfield. Innovation, we think, is the key in a knowledge-based economy where success is rooted in ideas. We have to live on our wits. Converting discovery to commerce is how our nation, with only about 4.5% of the world's population, accounts for nearly 25% of the global economy. But our share has been shrinking down 37% 50 years ago, from 37% 50 years. So DPI and IIN are our ideas, the University of Illinois System's ideas, to help turn the tide. With the tremendous scale and the U of I System's research knowledge and know-how as an anchor, we can together make Illinois a new center of gravity for economic growth through pioneering discovery that we believe will not just rival Silicon Valley, but leapfrog it. As Governor Rauner said in his budget address, they could be the biggest spark ever to ignite our state's economic growth engine. So I'm grateful for his support and his confidence in us and hope that the legislature will approve funding to make this forward-looking vision a reality. So when you add all of these aspects that I just alluded to, we are indeed developing the model for public higher education at scale and on many dimensions. In closing, I want to reaffirm that even though some of the waters ahead in the federal, state, and international levels may appear choppy at times, the U of I system will meet every challenge with our guiding principles intact and thanks to your support and leadership in the board. In this regard, I want to take just a moment to comment on an issue that has been a source of ongoing debate across our universities and on campuses around the country. In alignment with the American Association for Public and Land-Grant Universities and many other distinguished higher education institutions, the U of I system leadership stands in strong opposition to the boycott, divestment, sanction movement's call for a boycott of the State of Israel. While we acknowledge and affirm the rights of faculty and students to express their own viewpoints, we believe that actions such as those espoused by BDS would damage academic freedom, intellectual exchange, and may have an unintended or intended anti-Semitic effect, which we utterly condemn. So we will continue to strenuously oppose actions that go beyond protected speech and that seek to harass, delegitimize, alienate, and spread fear within any of our student communities on the basis of religion, whether Jewish, Muslim, or any other religious student community. That's our commitment to our students. We will not tolerate pervasive harassment or discrimination on the basis of religious affiliation or any other personal factors or characteristics. Such activities are inimical to the values that our system embraces. Across the U of I system, today at this historical moment, we pride ourselves on being a community that seeks to develop and deploy knowledge to better the human condition through our world-class research, scholarship, and service. And we do this through a commitment to diversity and inclusion, as well as a commitment to active and growing engagement with academic partners around the world. Such efforts can only be diminished by targeted restrictions on academic freedom and global engagement. Our commitment to social justice and to excellence in free, open, and engaged scholarship drives us to study, understand, and help build solutions for even the most complex challenges that we face, both globally and domestically. To that end, we welcome and embrace all of our students. Our approach was well stated by Tom York of the alternative rock band Radiohead. Yeah, I listen to such things. When he was asked once whether a concert venue reflected the band's political leanings, he said, "Music, art, and academia are about crossing borders, not building them, about open minds, not closed ones, about shared humanity, dialogue, and freedom of expression." So he could just as easily have been speaking for us, I believe, and I couldn't have said it better myself. So thanks again to the board for the leadership. We're making progress under your guidance and leadership on many fronts, and we're going to stick with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.